wife called us, something like, so I can tell you something else if you want. There's a new world. This is not in our Buddha, this is to understand something. Eivishtha made the world. So in the world there are what's called two hanhogas. There are two different ways that which Baruch Hu is running the world. One of them is called Midas HaMishpat, which means the way we understand that because Baruch Hu made the world, he made the Torah. And he said if you became the Torah, you get chai, you can't become the Torah, you get onus, you get punishment. And this is Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And Olam Hazeh, mankind expresses itself in different ways. And something that the Tzadik Baralo, because he did some of it, so therefore instead of being the Henan, you get the Onsim and Olam Hazeh. This is all part of Midas HaMishpat. Then there's what's called the Midas Mishomo, or the Midas Tov, a different Hanhogen, which means, like what Baruch Hu had in mind, when he made the world, that he wanted the world to come to perfection. And in order to make the world to come to perfection, he directs whatever happens in the world, he directs it that it's going to eventually come to perfection. And all of the aspects of Shava Onish, the Samishpot, the Tzadik Arad, the Tzadik Atov, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, all different things that happen in them an underlying factor that the world should come to perfection one way or the other. That's because Baruch Hu wants eventually to bring Mashiach. And to bring Mashiach, the world has come to a state of perfection. Now, if the world will only be under the direction of Shava Onish, then it could be that Mashiach would never come. Because once there is Bechira, and there's Shava Onish and there's Bechira, so there's going to always be people that are good and righteous that are bad. And it's possible that Mashiach would never come then. But the Eivishter has in mind that he wants Mashiach to come. So he will make it someday that all the Ra'al will become bottled, and to that Mashiach would be able to come. That's what says the Chazal, that the Ito Achishano, that Moshe Yosimar, that's when will Mashiach come. The Ito Achishano, the Ito means will come at the time that I made up, which is the end of 6,000 years. For Achishano, if the Kali Yisrael is thus true before that, Mashiach will come earlier. But there is a Yanhoda in the world, meaning that because Baruch Hu is driving the world in a certain way, that it's going to always become perfect. That eventually there will be perfection. And therefore, even the things that seem to us that are hard for us to understand why it's happening, even those things are also basically are also controlled by what's called the Hanhoga of Tov. Hanhoga of what the Kosh Baruch Hu wants to be
called.
Tov, good. Hanhoga of Tov. It's called Shlemus Tov. And therefore, it comes out that in the world, there is the open Hanhoga, that is Chava Onish, that we see. There's also a hidden Hanhoga that we don't see. And the hidden Hanhoga is that it's always being directed to come to a situation of perfection, of completion, only of good. At that time, when the time comes, then our first work will make the bad stop existing, and the world will come to the master perfection of Masa Mashiach. That's what Chazal say, Komai David Rachmon Letav Avi. Whatever Kosh Baruch Hu does, even the Hanhoga of Shava Onesh is also the Tav. This is a Sefer Das Tfunis. The Dila Derochava Kosh Baruch Hu Lo Sidlo Bo Dei Nekol Yisrael the Baruch Hu will show his ways to the eyes of all Klal Yisrael. So Mashiach comes. But the Baruch Hu will show Ech Afilu Hatochu Chosu HaYisurim, even the things that he is Mochiach Klal Yisrael. And Yisurim, the Hoy Ola has monos the table. They're all only making it possible that eventually they'll be only good. Achono Mamish Libocha. And it's a preparation for Barucho. Because Barucho only wants that the world should come to perfection. And therefore, whatever he does, even though he punishes them, even though there's a sin in the world, even though things seem to be not exactly right, the purpose of all of them is only one thing. That everything, even though things are not understood by us, because all we see is the outside surface, but the inside, the real inside, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making things all into the direction of good, that is hidden. And in all things, it's always the same. There's a direction for good. Shekudim Maktev L'ra Klal. None of them are really bad. They just seem to be bad. But this is the Eino Niru moving out of Vada. This is not seen right now. Achurosid Lovo is at the Pochus Nira Venasi. When Mashiach comes, we will see how all of these things, in the different directions that the Ebishter made, in order that we should be able to have what's good eventually. But we shouldn't think because of that we'll understand everything. We only understand like what's wrong with us to understand.
Sorry,
this is the Das Tfunis.
Section
Simon. This is Simon. Simon Nundes. So I'm sorry, Nundalas. Simon Nundalas. And Das Tfunis, in this edition, that's the edition of Friedlander. Other editions also. The edition of Friedlander put it out. Which is the comment that the Simon Nundalas.
How does that relate to the Hestuponim or the Erespunim?
Right. There's Hestuponim. The Hestuponim is that we don't know what the Kavanah is. There's Hestuponim that you're familiar with. The second goal is that Kosh Baruch doesn't show how he's running the world. That's what you're familiar with. This is a different kind of Hestuponim. And the underneath factor of everything is always to bring the world to a situation of good. I'll give you a living example that I once had. Nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. I mean, I was in America, so we took the kids to school at carpool. And they were all from America. The bus, but they left was carpool. And I had my turn with everybody else. And one time I was a carpool, so a mother, a father, I forgot, brought the child, and the back was full, they put him in the front seat. And after he put the child in the front seat, he closed the door. As he was about to close the door, the child went like this, right where the door is going to be. I saw it happening. I couldn't yell fast, it would take time. So what I did was I slapped the child in his face very hard. First, I did that, the child just jumped up. So now think to myself, if somebody would have seen from far away what I did, what would they think about me? A brute, I mean, like, you know. Somebody that knew what was happening would say that was the best way to save the child. I'm not comparing myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is, in the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Midas HaMishpat. There's so much with the Sfarga Onish. And that we can see. We don't always see it. Sometimes it takes a long time to see it. The same story with the Chofetz Chaim, that a man was once bitten by a mad dog that had rabies. At that time, there was no cure for rabies, and the person eventually died from the crazy, the rabies. The Chofetz Chaim said, I was waiting a long time to see this happen. What happened? Some 10, 15 years earlier, in the winter, an almona didn't pay the rent of her house. So the man wanted to evict her, and she wouldn't leave. So he took the roof off the house. So That's Karva Onish. But there's a good, the Eivishter runs the world in such a way that all this is Karva Onish is going to make it become good. And therefore, all the things that we have, that we see, all the terrible things that occur, they all have inside of them, there's a depth in them that's always going in one direction, to bring the world to Shlemus. So when Mashiach comes, see how all of these things help bring the world to Shlemus. Now, it doesn't make sense, that's when the things that happen. But this is a very deep understanding in our Lugas Lakosh Baruch Hu, that all that happens because the Yashbrochu is bringing the world to Shlemus. Now, there is an understanding of Tzadik Verado, because since he did Averis, he has to have his own Mishin Olam Hazda, so he shouldn't have it in Olam Havo, but it shouldn't have it in Gehenna. Avada, that's true. This is a different Machshava. Nothing to do with that. It could be sometimes that a Tzadik will suffer for, not because he did Averis, but because for the cheshbon hakoli like Rosh Baruch has in the world, it's important that this tzaddik should suffer. He should have different discernment. We don't know why. The Derech Hashem says that a tzaddik is nifras b'avin hador, and the door is chay onesh. Rosh Baruch will give it to the tzaddik for the alvei kapur for the door. Derech Hashem says even further that sometimes a tzaddik will suffer for the averis of previous days. Because also it has to be, that there has to be somehow cured, cleansed. And tzaddik, of course, Nolan Habba, the tzaddik will be from the more Hashem people, Nolan Habba, so that Kosh Baruch will pay it back. Kosh Baruch will this forever. But we don't know what the Cheshbein is like. I mentioned this now in relation to what happened a few days ago. That a lot of people ask me all the time, how am I supposed to think? So, of course, there is no answer. But when a person understands what we just now discussed, they know that this is the cheshbon of it. And this is going to help Mashiach come somehow. I don't know how. That's Chazal. Kol ma David Rachmonu. That's what he says. Kol ma David Rachmonu. Whatever Kosh Baruch does, it has in it the tav. It's for good. What's the good? Why is that going to bring good? You don't know. I think that a person is killed. What's good about it? How to know what's the good about it. The person has discerned in Olam Hazeh, he can understand a certain amount why it's good. He has discerned, so he shouldn't have to put it in. But he's killed, what? Died, what's good about him? Especially we know there are people that are certainly not showing him. Why? You know, I remember I was once chastised. I was seen with Zalman Orbach one time. I was chastised by him. There was a bocher in the yeshiva that his father was nifter, very young. And I don't remember why. Not in this different yeshiva. I don't remember why, but some reason or other, I was discussing it with Rashim Zalman about the fact that a young person was 40 years old, 45 years old. He died of cancer, I think. And I said to Hashem Zalman, and I said to Hashem Zalman, that after a person understands to say that the meaning of Dugo Neshomas, then it's not hard to understand. Dugo Neshomas means Neshomas comes down another time in this world. It had to be Masakin something that did in the previous world. So therefore, there's no kasha. If a person dies, then it's Dugo Neshomas. It's no kasha. That's why I said to Hashem Zalman. He was quiet. He looked at me. His time was 20 seconds, but it felt like 10 hours. After I'm looking at me, and he didn't give me some Jewish problem. He said, and I said to him, he said, a person has to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Mukubalim. The idea of Dugo Neshomas from the Mukubalim. He said to me, very quietly, and myself like Mamish, before the hole in the floor thing, he said very quiet, he didn't yell, I mean, Actually, I don't know if you have a need to show you how many. I don't know the first one. The secret is very quietly. A nest of people in the Irish there under Mukabomi. First, the Slovak was born without the Mukabomi. That's only something else. Person of the Kashbohan, because the Kashbohan also is done. There is enough. Just to explain to the same Zalman, is a couple of us came to me, not a couple, more Sameach, once came to me, and they said to me, Rebbe, you said Moshef is coming. I said, of course. Well, Rebbe, he's coming now. I said, yeah, please tell me how you know. Because I saw every one of you. When you are not listening to Big Moshiach, I said, I was really thinking which doctor I'm going to send them to. Tell me, where did you see the Yalan Novi? They said, you saw him in Shari Chesed. I said, tell me, did he look like this and this and this? Of course, it's the Yalan. No, the couple never saw him in their life. Didn't speak to me. This one was on the street about 6 people around him passing. So, there is still a picture of Shlomo Zalman with his wife, a smile on the face. In all these pictures, why is there a smile? Okay, let's take a look.
Thank you very much.